Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. One last blast here. Let's look ahead to 2026. Jim McCormick, COO and co-founder of AgMarket.net, on the future of soybeans, thanks or no thanks to China.
I'm a little bit skeptical about where it's at. It's just natural, I think to me, for the natural Chinese aspect of it, they have been known to not fulfill their promises. And that is, if they do fulfill it, I think that does keep that balance sheet a little bit interesting. It's going to keep that carryout potentially below $300 million, and it should keep the prices elevated. But if for some reason China does not fulfill this purchase agreement, I think these prices do look elevated. And as Naomi said, going into 2026, it's going to get really interesting on this acreage battle of what producers are going to do. The high price of fertilizer has a lot of people saying, I'm going to go to beans. Maybe, potentially. The problem is Brazil right now is off to a fantastic start. Okay, so if Brazil has this monster crop, potentially, and the sales fall through for some reason, this framework agreement blows up, you could see prices go right back down, and then it becomes a tougher situation for the farmer to make a decision of what he's going to plant. Now, one other thing I want to point out, a lot of people pointed out, when beans, if you look at the long-term bean chart, they never stay at $11 beans. They're either going on their way through it, or on the way up, or are going back down on the way down. We've had five times in the last 25 years, we went from the lows to the highs through 11 up to 12, 13, 14. Okay? There's three times that happened in the fall, and that's got a lot of people's attention right now. Because all those times, we always push beans up toward 14. So when you look at the historical charts, people are getting very, very bullish about it, saying we've gone through 11, we're on our way to a lot higher prices. The thing you got to remember is there's usually a fundamental reason why the market did it. The chart's telling you where you went. There's a fundamental driver why you did it. And 2008 was one year we did it. That was a policy change. That's when the government moved to really promoting ethanol, and we lost a lot of bean acres. And 2020 was the other year we did it. That was coming out of the first trade war. That was phase one agreement. China was aggressively buying beans. They were also coming off of African swine flu, so there was a demand for their product. This year, China is actually trying to get rid of some of their hogs. So I don't see that policy change in China to really drive the beans higher. And I don't see a financial or a biofuel policy that's going to drive the beans up. So the only other year you have that really drove it up was 2010. Interesting enough, that was a La Nina year that really did a lot of damage to the South American crop. And we are in a mild La Nina right now. So if we would have a weather problem, these charts that suggest we can go a lot higher, they could come into play, but something you have to keep an eye on.
A little soybean optimism from Jim McCormick. This is Inside Agriculture saying Happy New Year. We'll see you Friday right here.